T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One of our favorite times of the week, Mr. Jay Caulfield in the studio with us for the whole hour. Jay, brought to you by yclawfirm.com. How are you today, Jay?
Good, guys. How are you?
We're better than Sully is today. Sullivan wasn't happy last night.
Yeah, I know. When you see him like that, I'm sure like any coach, but here you're right before the break, and we know what it's like. I mean, the Penguins had good trips right before the holiday, and then you have a night that just didn't go your way, and it wasn't the best effort for them, as you heard them, they all admitted, and Mike Sullivan not happy about it. We also realize how important those 2 points are. You want to try and separate yourself even more and come closer to the Capitals and all those things, but I think it was just about – I think when he sees a lack of the effort that he's not used to getting from his team, I think that's what bothers him.
Well, that's as down as I've seen him all year. But it's funny, we had Keith Jones on yesterday, and Jones said, you never know what to expect in these last games. He said, some guys have beach balls packed in the back of their car. I love the way he described it. Did you see an effort problem last night or just a –
I think it was more just wasn't really a lot of life for a Flyers-Penguins game right off the bat. I mean, I don't think you sensed it. I thought the atmosphere in the building here when the Penguins played Boston, that was there was electricity in the building to it. And I think in the last night, I just didn't feel that. And it felt like, hey, look, they are getting away. I think it might be a little bit of effort in some parts, not everybody. I think there was just decision-making that was didn't go the right way for the Pittsburgh Penguins. And I think when you make those mistakes mentally – it's going to cost you. It did a couple times last night, but they also still had their opportunities. If you look at the chances that Brian Rust had and LA just came up big and the two posts that they hit, you know, you get one of those, it's a completely different look. And then the pressure is going to build up in the game. That just never happened. So when they didn't get it by him and it stayed 1-0, then to get that second goal, I thought there was just some issues coming back when you're back checking, sometimes sorting it out, when defensemen are involved from the offensive team and you're coming back and there's a fourth guy in a rush, sometimes that poses problems. And I thought that happened a couple times last night.
What do you think of Jari last night? I thought he was pretty good.
Yeah, he was tested. I mean, they were on him in the first period. I thought he was good. Again, I've said that with every game, even though he's given up, I know the big talk about giving up 3 goals in so many games in a row. And last night he gives up 2. I thought he gave his team, and it's timing of saves too. I thought he gave his team an opportunity to win each and every night that he's played. And I thought last night he was good.
Jay, is he clearly still the number one goaltender in your mind? Do you think Sullivan comes back with him in the first game after the break? I thought Murray was really coming on.
Yeah.
And I thought Murray would get the start last night. I really did. Now I'm thinking that Jari will get the first start after the break.
I would have said that before, but with Mike Sullivan's decision to start Murray against Boston the other night, I think that changes. That makes you think, well, he's thinking differently. Matt Murray's, with everything he's done and what he's about as a goaltender, I think, you know, he's getting himself back to the level that he's used to, the team's used to seeing him play at, and the fans, and he's working hard to do that. So it was getting tighter. And I think that time when you get that, when he got that start, I thought it would have been Jari against Boston Sunday, and when they went with Matt Murray and he comes through with a win, even after a tough start. I think when he comes away with the win, that's a big thing. But I still think that's still up for debate. I think they're leaving it open. The guys are going to get their looks. But I do think that decision to go with Murray against Boston says it's not really just Jari's job. Number one, rather.
A lot of people talking this week about the mock cheers, the jeering the other day. Some people don't want to hear about this story. They think it's a media creation. But the reality is that in the locker room, when you have Sidney Crosby addressing it, when you have Evgeny Malkin with strong words and players jumping to Murray's defense.
Right.
What did you make of that, Jay? And what do you remember about your days when the fans would turn on you guys from time to time?
I think as a professional athlete, you whatever, you know, looks any position, but when you're an athlete and you're paid to do a job and you go out there and you're giving your all each and every night, I think when something goes sideways and they're letting you know there's a time you can sense when they're just not happy with the effort or something like that. Then there's times where it might be maybe over the top that the players think it's not, you know, not right. I think in this case, you have a player that's gone through a tough stretch trying to get himself back, and you understand what he's also done for the Pittsburgh Penguins over this amount of time. I think the team has been outstanding. I think for the booze to rain down early, I think that was tough because I think the players across the board, I think that's what impacted that. I think the players across the board figured, listen, we're giving everything we got. We've had injuries. We're battling back. We're coming. We're where we're at in the standings because of the hard work, and we have a little bit of a tough start, and they turned right away. I think that's probably why you're seeing the response from the players. And no player would. There's not a player alive that would tell you that they, right. Oh, it doesn't bother me. No, it bothers any player, anytime. Just like if you got ripped at your own job. So your boss comes out,
I asked Murray about
it,
and he had no comment. I mean, you could tell it angered him and hurt him.
Yeah.
But I thought what made it worse for me, Jay, it wasn't booze. It was jeers. Yeah. They were like, yeah. He stops a puck from the red line, and they have this wild applause. And it was at least a third of the building. And to me, jeer, you want to boo giving up a goal. Yep. It's not necessarily the goaltender you're booing. It could be a defensive breakdown, the whole thing. I thought the jeers, him were worse.
Well, I think I'm going to go with this, too. I'm going to say I think a part of it was, hey, did a majority of people thought Jari was going to get the start? And Jari's been going back to our conversation just a couple minutes ago. Justin Jari looks like he's been the number one. He's going to the All-Star game. I think when that game came out Sunday, I think most people thought it was going to be Jari getting back in the net, even though Matt Murray won the last one. The way they were moving the goaltenders and rotating, you want to make sure both guys get an opportunity to play before this long stretch too, by the way. So no matter what, whatever guy got one game, the next guy was going to get the other with this amount of time off. So I think with that taking place, I think the fans maybe reacted a little bit like that. And we also every player also knows that the fans have a right to do and act any way they want.
Right.
Every player understands that because they pay a lot of money. They work hard to be and attend the games, and the fans have been outstanding in every sport here. They just want to see an effort from the players. I think that's it. But I do think across the board, there's not a player that wouldn't be upset about it or sour about it. But I also think the part of it is that for everything they've done this year to get to where they're at, they could have used a little bit of it's just tough mentally. It was good that Matt Murray mentally, in my opinion, that's what separates guys who are athletes, great athletes, or make it to the professional level, that they can separate. A lot of people that would beat down if that happened to them. He came back, wins the game, and they go from there. But I think the players are probably more upset that with everything they've been trying to do and what Matt Murray's done for the Penguins, that's what probably got to the players quite a bit.
Jay Caulfield, you know him from his Penguins days and, of course, from AT&T Sportsnet. His analysis is what do you call it, Jay, when you slow the game down? You look at it?
Telestrator.
Oh, it's big.
It's unbelievable.
It's big.
It really is.
Thank you, Joe.
Have you mastered that thing, you think?
Well, I thought I had the other one mastered. Now they have that super big screen and you have to hold an iPad to do it. That's a little bit different. I'm getting used to that.
I didn't know you were such a tech kind of guy, Jay.
I'm really not. Ron, I'm telling you, I'm not. If there's stuff, my TV goes out at home, I just go, Alicia, can you fix this for me? I don't handle it. My girls tell me how to set up my phone. My wife handles all that stuff. So I'm really not techie, but I have to do it down there. So it's not bad. It's interesting. And you know what? The thing about that too, you find plays and there's players that, like you said, again, you guys are doing something. Stuff happens so fast and the decision making has to come quick and natural. And sometimes you see a play and it's, when you're picking it apart, I kind of have to do it on the fly. So I'm just picking a play that I think
Joe,
it benefits.
Joe is very technological savvy, aren't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
I can't turn on a radio, let alone.
You're not either.
Really put gas in my
car. Well, good. So we're all in the same boat.
You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington, the North Hills. You can text us on the Edgar Steiner & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Steiner & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Coming up, there was one play in particular. Now I can't remember whether it was you or Mike Rupp broke down last night that I want to ask you about, Jay. Sure. And then sort of a look back and a look ahead at this Penguins season. A remarkable season, really, so far. It's Jay Caulfield, brought to you by YCLLawFirm.com. He'll be with us the whole hour.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.